What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are live from Atlanta Falcons training camp for practice five, I believe. And I would like to tell you that we did dodge a bullet here in the city of Atlanta. We'll talk about that here in a few. But first, I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the B stands for. Johnson, she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Tofu, and the founder and leader, proud leader, of Allie's Army. And we have Dylon Matthews at the back, the most vanilla man in radio who has the worst top five list and wave of all time. But we love him anyways. And here with us, Mr. G Robinson, the Gordon Robinson, the only one there is and the greatest. Thank you, G, for being here helping us. And it's actually kind of cool out here today.
Yeah, I actually think we dodged a couple bullets because driving up here, I was seeing flashes of lightning.
Yes.
I was like, what is going to happen?
I was like, I wonder which one he's talking about when he said we dodged a bullet. Because I was either, I'm with you. I thought it was either the weather or the injury bump.
I was never worried about the weather. You can ask Gordon. He called me. He's like, I don't know. It's been raining. I see lightning. I was like, we'll be fine.
I mean, it was rattling my house last night.
Really?
I mean, rattling my house, the thunder that was coming through that joint. We were racing. My wife was we had race night last night, and my wife was putting both kids down, and I was like, I just know that they're both running terrified to her from room to room, and I felt bad that I left her alone. So, yeah, we did. The weather was rough last night, but we're good to go today.
Well, if you guys raced last night, do we need to air out any grievances?
No, I don't think we made any contact last night. No. Yeah,
no,
we stayed away from each other on the track.
My grievance was with an AI car. quite literally, I mean, it literally ruined my race. I was I did the rare feat last night of gaining a lap back without being the lucky dog, which means you get it per rule.
Mm-hmm.
I literally passed the leader, and then another caution never came out. So it was a disturbing finish for me. But Mike did well last night.
Yeah, I think I came in fifth. I did okay.
Well, congratulations to you. I'm glad nobody wrecked and nobody's in a bad mood about it today.
I'm in a bad mood about the race, but it's not. It was no one's fault that living human.
I'm not going to lie. I was near Bo for a minute, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to pull anything crazy right here.
You weren't near me long because I went by you pretty quickly.
Well, and we all thank
you. Pretty sure you wrecked right in front of me.
We all thank you for avoiding that, Mike.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You're welcome. I was thinking about you, Allie.
Well, as far as the show today, 6:20 coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk about Georgia's schedule. Is it the easiest in the SEC? That is debatable. 6:40 today, it's Throwback Thursday Trivia Day, appropriately Falcons trivia themed today. And look, it's training camp. Falcons fans and listeners will be coming in, so you really never know what's going to happen when we're on site like this. But right now, can we all collectively let out a big phew when it comes to those MRI results? Because Ronald's injury is not a torn Achilles. It is a grade one right calf strain.
Yeah, it's. I saw it. I was so relieved. And I think a lot of people were. And now where you go from here, right? First off, I was relieved because of his reaction. more than anything. If I'd have, just paid attention to what Snit and a team, the kind of feelings the team had, I would have been like, no big deal, he'll be fine. But Acuna was visibly upset. When players are visibly upset, that's normally not good because they know what they're feeling and what they maybe felt. So I was – that's what worried me, Allie. But you know, I got a lot of comments last night about he should never play again this season, blah, blah, blah. I don't necessarily feel that way. However, I do think it's a situation where there's no rush. Look, players have to play or I'm not a believer in – put someone in bubble wrap until you need them, because I actually think that's how you get hurt. I think injuries breed injuries, and not playing and not going through some of the day-to-day stuff when you then you suddenly ramp it up again, to me that's an easier way to get hurt. I think, you know, think about it like this, and I know it's not the same, but when you're out of shape and then you just go full-fledged into something, you normally hurt yourself, right? But when you slow, when you're doing something constantly and you kind of stay in a good shape, you're less likely to, I feel like you're less likely to get hurt. I know personally when I was in the best shape of my life, I didn't feel hurt all the time. Now that I'm not in as good of shape, I'm constantly feel hurt. When I ramp it up, I feel it for days. And I know I'm not a professional athlete and it's completely different, but the point is when you do something every day, I feel like you're less likely to tweak something or get a little tidbit of an injury. That said, there's no rush.
Yeah.
Bring him back slow. If he plays the last 2 weeks of the season, that's fine. But he should rehab and get some time in because it keeps him sharp. And I can guarantee you what Ronald Acuna Jr. is going to do this offseason. He's not going to not play. He's going to go home, and he's going to play like he does every offseason.
Yeah.
So spare me the he shouldn't play for the Braves crap.
Well, and I think your initial reaction was the same as mine. And you talked about kind of Ronald's reaction to the injury, right? And I think that's kind of where I go first. And you know, I've been there, unfortunately, and you see, for a guy that plays with that much excitement, that much looks like he's having that much fun, and to see kind of the light go out in his eyes, that light bulb kind of, you know, go out, and you're like, man, it just stinks. And you hope that, you know, long term, that if it is a long term injury, you start risking that light going out for good. You know, he's still a young player, he's still an exciting player, and you were worried if he were to miss a year or plus with an Achilles injury that, you know, he wouldn't have that excitement anymore. But he's always going to be that guy, and I think we all kind of, you know, breathe a sigh of relief when it comes to news yesterday. I know that some of the timelines coming out 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I'm with Bo. I think he'll play again this year. I'm going to – just knowing what I know about the Braves and knowing the situation they're in and everything else, I'm going to say 5 weeks. I'm going to say like a week into September, maybe, something like that. But I do think that he'll suit back up again this year. I think that the Braves want him to. I think you would – I don't think you want to give him the rest of the year off and then worry about whether or not he can hit the ground running when you get to spring training. He's immensely talented, but he has had his – kind of ups and downs, his moments of being hot and his moments of being cold throughout his career.
The problem for me is so I don't get to watch him, and I think probably the last 2 weeks of the season is what I said, and I still stick to that. I mean, you might be right, 5 weeks. It is literally the last day of July, so it's kind of hard to fathom. And by the way,
ding,
the trade deadline is tonight at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could guarantee me he's not playing in the winter ball this year, that's great. But it's so asinine when I hear people say, he shouldn't play again for the rest of the year. When you know good and well he's going to go play in Winter League. He does it every year. It's what he wants to do. He does it. He's going to do it. And so unless you can tell me that he's not doing that, don't tell me that he can't play the last 2 to 3 weeks of the season, because that is just ridiculously obtuse by media and fans to say that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't really see that happening either. I say definitely put him on the shelf for a minute. Let him slowly come back to it. But you know, because you guys were talking about the emotion in his eyes, all the thoughts and things you were saying, Bo, yesterday about his future with the Atlanta Braves, you know that's exactly where his brain went. Like, I keep getting hurt. What are they going to do with me? So thankfully, we have this good news. Now, unfortunately, they did not win yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit later on.
We have to.
And we will keep you up to date. The trade deadline, yes, is today, 6 o'clock. All eyes on Ozuna today. So we will see what happens there. But right now, let's get a little hype on what we're doing out here in Flowery Branch. Do you guys feel at Falcons training camp that you have a feel for any of the position battles that are happening right now?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think it's still too early. We've seen them in pads for one day. I think a lot of them will begin to shape up. Bo mentioned it earlier, Kobe Bryant's one of those guys that's due out at practice today. I'm really curious slash concerned slash intrigued to see what's the deal with Jalen Walker today. There's been a lot of talk about the fact that he's missed the last couple of practices and not a lot of information coming out of the team about what's going on with Jalen Walker or what he's kind of dealing with. So I'm curious to see if he's out there today. You want to be able to see him continue that upward trajectory. You want to see him being mentioned with the likes of James Pierce, who we've talked about till we're blue in the face. So I don't know that I have any insight into the position battles, but I am excited to see kind of how the storyline continues to grow, how these teams go one way or the other, right? How the defense kind of goes way and the offense goes one way, and we kind of get that back and forth.
They called it a modified practice schedule.
Yes.
What does that coach speak for?
That means that there's a slight injury, right, Bo? I mean, you kind of have dealt with the press releases more than I have and the things more than I have. I mean, you're going to do some drills. Maybe you'll do some individual drills and warm-ups and then during team period somewhere else. I mean, it's just exactly what it sounds like.
Non-smart aleck answer, but – who else is doing a modified practice schedule? Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts. What did Kyle Pitts deal with? Some kind of foot issue during OTAs, Allie, and minicamp. So, yeah, there's something that he's dealing with that they feel confident to slowly bring him back because the confidence is in the importance of not only what he might mean to the team this year, but how they need him healthy 100%. And so I'm worried just because I don't like it when we don't hear things. I feel like when you hear things, you know, no big deal, right?
Yeah.
And NFL teams are more secretive than anybody. It's NFL teams are almost ran by like former CIA operatives, the way they try to keep things. That's why I have so much respect for an Adam Schefter and I know he's no longer with us, but Chris Mortensen, because they were kind of the first guys to kind of break this enter the circle of trust and get this kind of stuff that no one else had. To the point of position, but one thing I noticed, and I'm not sure if Mike has mentioned this, I sometimes miss some of the things he says, but like Watts was with the first team at safety, and
yeah.
I saw him all day on Tuesday. Are they rotating guys each day now? Is that going to be something, or has he shown that he can, at least in practice, know enough of what they're doing to kind of pencil in there? That's something that I'm going to keep an eye on, you know, and when slowly continue to monitor this Troy Anderson thing, and when does he come off the pup and such, because that's something that's interesting for me.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to go over when it comes to Atlanta Falcons training camp today. We're going to be getting you ready for it. If you're coming out here, remember to bring your sunscreen, your water, or tank top shorts, because it's going to get hot. It feels cold right now, but I don't want to jinx it, because obviously it's going to get much warmer as the day goes on. But coming up next is Georgia. Have one of the easiest SEC schedules this season. We'll talk about that next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.